Iran has the fifth highest death toll from COVID-19. The ranks of the government itself have been hit hard. The country's parliamentary speaker is the latest official to test positive. Most schools and businesses in Iran have been closed for about a month, and many Iranians have been staying home for weeks. The world's Shirin Jafari checked in with some of them.
Omid Shukuhi has lost count of the number of days he's been at home. At first, the government said stay home for 2 weeks, he says. Then another 2 weeks. And another. It never ends. Shukuhi lives in Tehran. Think of it as the New York City of Iran. Densely populated, super expensive, but full of life. Before the pandemic, Shukuhi worked as a tour guide. He made a decent living, enough, he says, to let him set aside some savings. Now his life is turned upside down. His business is dead. He's lost all clients. The worst part, he says, is not knowing when he can get back to work. He says the price of bananas, for example, has doubled just in the past 2 weeks. That's a lot, he says. I'm lucky I have some savings. What about the daily wage workers? How can they survive? In a video circulating online, a street vendor asks the same question. He says he works near a busy metro station in Tehran. But the police come here every day and they tell me I must go home, he says. How can I feed my family if I go home? I'm poor. This week, Iran's government announced a $5 billion financial relief package for low-income families impacted by the coronavirus. But President Hassan Rouhani made it clear that the country is likely going to be dealing with this pandemic for months to come. Iran's economy was already hit hard before the outbreak, partly because of heavy economic sanctions imposed by the U.S. And while some people are wondering whether they can survive financially, others are struggling to overcome the disease. Behzad Meghouni is one of thousands of Iranians who've contracted COVID-19. I reached the 41-year-old at his home just outside of Tehran. He tells me he's recovering. Slowly. I'm just thankful I survived, he says, that I can breathe again. Behzad works for the Tehran municipality. He thinks he got infected in February when Iran was holding parliamentary elections. He was an observer at one of the polling stations. Shortly after, he started showing symptoms, loss of smell, fever, shortness of breath. He says the doctors told him to rest at home. There was no room for him at the hospital. He spent 20 days in isolation, sick, in bed. The nights were the worst, he says. He would have coughing fits so bad, he wondered if he'd make it to the morning. I always thought I would be the last person to get sick, Behzad tells me. I work out every day, I hike on the weekends, I eat healthy. But this disease, it's no joke. At this point, the coronavirus pandemic has touched almost every country in the world. But until last month, Iran and Italy had some of the highest numbers of cases outside of China, which for Maziar Ghiabi seemed like a bizarre turn of events.
I'm an Italian-Iranian, so my family is based both in Iran, while my parents live in Lombardy, so actually at the very epicenter of the COVID-19 epidemic.
Ghiabi's parents are in Italy. His grandparents and cousins are in Iran. He lives in the UK. They've been trading stories about life under quarantine. This is an audio message his cousin sent him recently. I just disinfected a tub of ice cream before I put it in the freezer, he says. Can you believe that? Ayabi, it turns out, studies public health and politics. So this pandemic is also providing him with plenty of research material.
You know, in a way, I was living, you know, in two areas exposed to the epidemic, which had government responses on the initial stages of the contagion, which were very slow, reluctant, of course, to take any measures, and also quite in denial.
He's already coordinating research projects with his colleagues in Iran. It's the first time, he says, he is studying his own lived experience. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.